"This is Arthur's mark," he said, tracing it himself. "The only mark on the door of his tomb, do you? 'Tis his din mark, and means white." The old man held out his trembling hands, silent but imperative. "Is it loaded?" she asked Roland, and then, before he could answer, "Of course it is."
"Give it to him," Roland said.
Marion looked doubtful. The two guards even more so, but Daddy Mose still held his hands out for the widowmaker, and Roland nodded. The woman reluctantly held the gun out to her father. The old man took it, held it in both hands, and then did something that both warmed and chilled the gunslinger's heart. He kissed the barrel with his old folded lips.
"What does he taste?" Roland asked, honestly curious.
"The years, gunslinger," Moses Carver said. "So I do."
And with that, he held the gun out to the woman again, butt first. She handed it back to Roland as if glad to be rid of its grave and killing weight, and he wrapped it once more in its belt of shells.
"Come in," she said, "and although our time is short, we'll make it as joyful as your grief will allow." "Amen to that," the old man said, and clapped Roland on the shoulder. "She's still alive, my old debtor, she you call Susanna. Here's that. Thought you'd be glad to know it, sir."
Roland was glad and nodded his thanks.
"Come now, Roland," Marion Carver said. "Come and be welcome in our place. For it's your place as well. And we know the chances are good that you'll never visit it again."
10. Marion Carver's office was on the northwest corner of the 99th floor. Here the walls were all glass, unbroken by a single strut or muntin, and the view took the gunslinger's breath away.